How good is it to be on the Frank Warren stable?
Oh, it's brilliant to be on Frank Warren stable, you know. Frank's been done what he's done with Box Nation for 5 years now, and now he's got BT behind him. He's really put his time and effort into boxing and boxers, and it's really good to be part of that team. And Frank's assured me they'll do whatever they can to get us a world title, so that's exciting, and I can't wait to go again.
100%. Why did you choose KK Martinez for Josh as his next opponent?
He picked him. No, why do we? Because he's a former world champion, we know he comes to fight, and he's not easy. We all know that he's a tough guy, and he's. I think they get the best out of Josh.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for. He's been out for a while. You know, he's coming back from an operation he's had, and he's not fought at 100% for quite a while. So hopefully now he's 100%, and we're going to see something special. But. You know, he's going to have his hands full on tonight, but we believe in him. We believe he's a big star. Well, he's a star now, but I think he's going to become a world champion, and we're committed to help him to achieve his ambition.
Yeah, just to echo what Frank's saying there as well, you know, I've got to be realistic now. If I want to really I'm talking about world titles, I'm telling people that I'm good enough to go on and win a world title, and it's got to be fights like Kiko.
Yeah.
Where I can prove it. You know, he's been in with the best. He's been a former world champion. First time I've been in with a former world champion. And, he's coming here, he's going to be hungry, and he's a tough, tough test. Anyone who's been in the ring with him has always had a tough night. But I've not got to come through this just to win. I want to come through this convincingly, in style. Send a message out to all the other world champions that I'm about and I'm coming.
How much extra motivation does it give you at the first RX Arena in Leeds? Does that give you an extra 10% push in a fight?
Yeah, it's always a massive boost, no matter what. Obviously, they say the crowd is like a 12-man in football, and that's exactly the same. You feed off the energy. You know, it's an intimidating, hostile place to come to. And, when a punch is landed, the crowd roar up. And it can mess with opponents' movements. It can mess with their game plan a little bit, you know, because they'll get all agitated with crowd. And it's hard to explain unless you've been there and seen it firsthand. But, it has spoke to a lot of opponents' out. Some of them it don't, but, it gives me that little boost. It gives me a lot of push, and I want to do what I can for them people who are supporting me.
Excellent. And is Lee Selby someone you're aiming to fight next after this fight?
Listen, his name's been mentioned for the last 2 years. I'm sick of hearing him until next week. But
it's a bit like Eubank with you, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not good.
Don't start us off.
No. In all seriousness, you know, I'd love to fight Lee because his name's been mentioned for a few times now. A lot of people are saying, is this that another? He boxed a few weeks against a punch bag, and he didn't look yeah. old. You know, and everyone talks about a big activity, an off-front guy, and guy wasn't even moving anywhere. So if given opportunity, I'd sign contract tomorrow and fight Lee. But he's not the only world champion out there, you know. You know, there's many others out there. I'm highly ranked in WBC. You know, I'm highly ranked in WBA as well. So, you know, there's options.
And Frank, with Josh, he's such a popular fighter. You've promoted so many popular fighters in the past, your Cole Saggies and your Ricky Hattons. Is this the next guy for this era?
I think so. You know, he's got a fantastic fan base. It's as good a fan base at this stage of his career as Ricky Hatton had. And if he can do half of what Ricky did, it's going to be fantastic. And I think that, you know, Josh, you've got to look at him now. We just said as he walked in, we've got 2 months to go before the fight.
Yeah.
He could fight tomorrow. That's the difference. Ricky couldn't do it. And I love Ricky dearly, but he couldn't do it. He can do that because he looks after himself. He's got a fantastic professional attitude, and he wants the best. He wants to do it, and it's my job to make sure that happens. But I'm a believer. I'm convinced that we can get to do some fantastic things, and we want to do them in Leeds. We want to get to Elland Road, want to get him into his home club. And
yeah, T. Wright, yeah. Everybody wants to see that.
Ring in the middle of that pitch, you know, rammed out with all the fans and him going in there. That'd be a night he'll never forget. They're memories that
you'll yeah. And how? Just a few more two more questions. How inspiring is it to have Nicola Adams on the card, another fellow person from Leeds?
Well, it's always nice to have a backup from Leeds. I've said for the last 5-6 shows we've had at the first Direct Arena that I won't mind to have another Leeds fighter on there, and someone with a profile like Nicola's is even better. You know, she's done wonders for amateur boxing and Olympic and women's boxing. So to have her on the card as well is brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, your thoughts on it? How excited are you with Nicola?
Well, considering I was a big doubter of women's boxing, she's turned me, and you know, I'm absolutely delighted, because she's, what's good for us is two things about it. One, she's obviously very competent. She's made history by winning two gold medals, and she's one of the best known sports personalities in the country. So she brings another audience, and that audience will see Josh.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what I'm, you know, that's what I like about it. And it's, and you know, to have her fighting and be the start of her journey, where hopefully she wins a world title, it's fantastic. You know, who, you know, from my point, you know, we got boxing off the ground in Manchester many years ago when it weren't happening. We did the same in Liverpool, in Scotland.
Wales.
He's already got boxing off the ground in Leeds. You know, what a start. We've hit the ground running here. So we're coming here with somebody who everybody in the area likes and knows. My job now to deliver for him, and I will do that.
And I can't wait.
And he has done, you know, I remember as an amateur, you know, what, as a young lad watching Frank, you know, being the likes of Rick Armfield, Joe Calzaghe, you know, my heroes.
Unbelievable.
And now he's looking after us and part of our team. It's brilliant. And, you know, I truly believe that he's got what it takes to get us that world title shot.
Oh, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure.